This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me working through this stuff. I do mean this stuff. Always a pleasure for you. Hopefully it's a pleasure for you, too. But always a pleasure to have you here with me. In the last hour, we were talking about these, Facebook has just lost their minds. Although I think we already knew this, right? I mean, it's got to the point now where does anything really, really surprise you what these people on Facebook do, say, are part of? So anyhow, I grabbed a clip of Jesse the Waters. I can hear that. There you go. I grabbed a clip of Jesse the Waters. And Jesse, you talk about dumb people. If there's anybody who can find dumb people.
Hey, everybody. I'm Stephen Daniels, and I'd like to welcome you to the talk.
I don't even know how that happened. anybody who can find dumb people, Jesse Waters can. I got to get that out, right? So let's take a listen. Now he goes to a parade, and at the parade I don't know if it's a fairy parade, I don't know if it's a colorful, I don't know what it is, but originally it wasn't supposed to be basically a gay and lesbian type of thing. Okay, it was supposed to be just a like a spring parade or something along those lines. But that's not quite what happened. Take a listen. Maybe.
Two biggest things that you think of on a regular basis.
My family and my art.
So, if you've ever seen the Gay Pride Parade in New York City, actually anywhere, but the one in New York's the biggest one. And you see how they're all dressed up and they've got, the flamboyant colors on, some only have skin color on, you see all these things that they're doing. And, they look very happy. Because if I say they look very gay, I don't mean they look like gay. I mean, in the old term use of the word, they look very happy, very excited to be there. So it's kind of the same thing going on here. And Jesse's walking up and asking them, simple questions about, why are they there? What are they doing? What are they thinking about? What this all means to them. You got to hear this.
What's important to you right now?
You. I'm just kidding.
I'm actually doing my dissertation on cross-dressing.
Were you surprised? Okay, and let me tell you, he got the memo wrong on the cross-dressing thing because he's got barely no clothes on. So I don't know what he's saying there.
What are you looking to accomplish?
Adventure. Just living it up.
So what's important to you guys right now?
Bubbles.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. This guy looked like he had a dress. The dress was something that was dropped in an old tie-dye, washing machine. It was just so bright and colorful and kind of all over the place.
What's on your mind most of the time?
Oh, being famous.
Mostly glitter, probably, I'd say.
My look was like the ghetto Barbie. I'm the girl next door, but I'm the girl next door in the project.
Oh, God. And they're all in this parade. They're all parading themselves around, if you would. Because they think this is a good thing. From what I saw, I don't know. It's an interesting parade, if nothing else. How's that?
So is he Ken? It's confusing.
We do a lot of yoga.
How are you? Are you
gay?
Do you
want us to show you?
No, I can't do that here. Do you think you're setting a good example for the kids you're teaching?
Yeah.
Do you love your body?
Yes.
Sure about that?
When you look at him, he looks like he hasn't picked up a weight since the day he was born. I mean, seriously, very squishy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Do you guys care about what's going on in the world?
Of course we do.
Are you guys concerned about the...
Now, he's saying you guys, because they're two, I guess they're cross-dressers. So they're two guys that are dressing as women. If I've got it incorrect, feel free to send me an email and tell me. Joe@therealside.com.
NSA?
Not really.
Okay, this,
NSA?
This is my argument
really.
All the time.
Do you guys care about what's going on in the world?
Of course we do.
Right? They're going to answer a question they have no clue as to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Are you guys concerned about the NSA?
Not really.
Do you know what the NSA is?
Nope.
Then why answer the question? This is why we're in so much trouble. People are so prideful. They can't say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if it's true, but if it is, what's up, FBI?
They're listening to everyone's phone call.
They're in for a treat. Some of my phone calls can get real.
What about country? Are you a patriot?
I'm a patriot.
Yeah, you love America?
Enough.
Enough for what? Why can't you just say yes? If you don't, just leave. I mean, unless you're trying to change it, unless you're trying to work at making it better. Doesn't sound like it here, though.
48% of us feel like we're the enemy of the government. Fight the good fight.
You consider yourself a patriot?
No.
But you love America?
No.
Those are the conversations I've never understood. If you don't love it, and you don't think you should be here, or you don't want to be here, we're one of the only countries that lets you freely go. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kara Davis joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I forget sometimes I sit there listening to the music. I actually kind of like it. I better like it. I picked it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And if not, it's okay. I won't lose any sleep over it, believe me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, again, being part of the conversation. If you want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And get involved in the conversation. If you hop up to the website, there's smarter people than I in the chat room, and I can guarantee you there's smarter people than I in the chat room. All right, I've asked Carrie Davis to join me, and she hopefully we're going to make it more of a regular, and because I always have such a good time when she's on the show. And Carrie, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me again, Joe. Good to be here.
Yeah, and you know what? It's there's a lot of news. See, I think a lot of this stuff is distracting news. That's my own personal opinion. That a lot of stuff we see, look at this whole thing with the gorilla at the zoo, and right, I mean, we got every major news source is dealing with that like there is no email issue, like there is no presidential race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, I don't know. It's six one, half a dozen of the other. Because on the one hand, I feel like, well, the media could, yes, obviously be doing a better job of covering electoral politics. But also, the media reflects what's happening in the public, or should reflect what's happening in the public.
Should.
And social media has made all of these stories viral. Social media is what drives these conversations. So it would be malpractice to ignore it. And to be, imagine that you're CNN and you're already struggling with ratings, and then Fox has this gorilla story that everyone's already talking about. So then people are tuning into Fox to watch the story that they've been chatting with their friends about. And CNN says, well, no, we have more important issues to cover, which is for sure true and some people would appreciate. But they're going to lose the gorilla story viewers to the Fox viewers.
I hear you.
So it's kind of a catch-22. I do feel for the media in that respect.
I don't feel for them at all in any because I think they do a lot of this stuff to themselves. But let me ask you a question. As a parent, you've got children. I have children too. You know, I've been to the zoo. I've been to the amusement parks and that kind of stuff. I mean, your level of awareness, the way the parents, I don't want to blame the parents necessarily, but, you know, the parents were kind of nonchalant about, well, you know, we've all lost our kids. We've all, you know, blinked and the kid was gone. But when you're at a zoo, when you're at a place that's somewhat dangerous, if you would, for little ones, you tend to be a little bit more vigilant about watching those kids. I mean, do you blame the zoo for not having safeguards in place, or should parents, when in an environment like that, they should be a little more attentive?
No, I mean, I agree with the lady. I am so glad there have been no cameras watching me sometimes for some of the decisions that I've made. I have lost my children. I have gone door-to-door looking for my daughter before, who was at a friend's house and didn't say anything, but I was watching that video, and it first popped up in the news. My friend and I were watching it. We were looking at each other like, excuse me? There is no way that I can imagine my kids getting into that enclosure. And I do empathize with all the people that are saying stop judging parents so harshly. But I do, and I get that. And I think that's true to an extent. My thing was, though, is that I don't think my kid would jump into that enclosure anyway, because it's sealed off and there's a gate there and there are signs there and there are rules at the zoo, and my kids follow the rules. There are rules when they go play. So my kids wouldn't be the type to run away and hop over an enclosure fence anyway, because that, you know, you're going to get your butt whooped by me, and probably have for trying something in the past. So that's the thing. That's where my parenting question comes in, like the preventative work you do. Clearly that was a child that felt free to do something like that.
Well, I'm glad you said it, okay? Because if I said it, I would have just been the old white guy who hates young people or something along those lines, right? But it is true. You know, it's a different style of parenting nowadays. It's a different way that some of the young people look at raising their kids. And that kid had to work. I mean, really had to work to get in there.
Yeah, he really had to work to get in there. That's the thing. And you got to work past fences, and all of those things scream, the rules are you can't be in here.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
So clearly that was a child that was disobeying in the first place. I have no issue with a parent turning their head and losing their child. Yeah, that happens. But when you got the type of child that will run away from you like that and then take all of those risks and break all of those rules, that's something that it speaks to a larger problem than just, mom turned her head for a second.
Yeah. You know, what's really funny is that when I was with I would take my kids in the supermarket. Yeah, not the supermarket, I'm sorry. I go into the mall to get something. You know, I had four kids. So I would take all four of them with me. And, you know, we'd be in the mall. I don't want to say lose, because, you know, losing means you can't find them at all. But all I had to do was stop and listen long enough for the giggles. I knew I'd find them up underneath the coat racks or the clothing racks somewhere. But I know some parents, you know, right away it's like, oh, my God, what do I do now? They're gone. I can't find them. And you kind of wig out and freak out. But after a while, when things got nasty at the mall and kids were disappearing, I finally had to tell them, no more of this stuff. And I made it very clear in a lot of ways, you really can't get out of my sight. You can't get to a point where if I turn around once, I don't see you. you know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's a big deal.
Yeah,
I think parents need to, in today's world, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got to pay attention. But, you know, I'm glad that the boy was safe, and I do agree with the decision to kill a gorilla, and it was unfortunate. And I don't blame the parents. Like, I don't think it's their fault that he was in there. But, you know, it happened, and they had to do what they had to do. All these people agonizing over the gorilla, like, I get it. It wasn't his fault. He was just being a wild animal.
Right.
His life is, at the end of the day, no matter who's to blame,
right.
At the end of the day, his life is more important than the gorillas, and I'm sure they were devastated to do it.
No, listen, when you saw the zookeeper who was talking about when they made the decision, he was, you know, visibly upset. He visibly was unhappy about what took place, but he said ultimately a child's life is more important. So, you know, I thought that was great. Okay. I don't know if you heard about this. You probably see you're young and hip. I know that's not a word we use today, is it?
No, I am. Okay. I don't know.
In touch.
I don't know if the kids say
what are they said? I have no idea. Anyway, you got your finger on the pulse of whatever. I don't know the term. I don't even want to know the term. But this guy, we've been talking about him on the show for a couple of days. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, Yiannopoulos.
Yeah. Right. And just how hard it is for the left to really get on this guy's case, because think about it. He's gay. He prefers black men, right? He gets on the libertarians. He speaks conservatively. I want to talk about him on the other side of the break because the libs are trying to block him from talking anywhere. Why would they do that? I mean, he's got three of the four things they want. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back more with Kerry Davis right after this break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Looking to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Or just head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up there once you get there. I want to bring my guest back on. Kara Davis joins me. She's a blogger, writer, and producer. And Kara, I've been reading your stuff and watching you for a long time. I've always appreciated the way you write and the way you approach things.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you know, I don't like these people, and I'm not going to disparage people at Breitbart, but it's kind of funny when you get all those people together in one room, it's almost like they're all exactly, or they feel like they're exactly on the same page. There's no variation to it, you know what I'm saying? And that bothers me, because even as conservatives, we're not all walking exactly lockstep with each other. Am I off, or we shouldn't be?
Yeah, I think that happens. It's careful. You have to be careful with that in any organization. You know, you always need to make sure that you have fresh faces, fresh blood, fresh ideas running through. And sometimes I think that can get hard. You get used to the way things are. But the thing is that, you know, ideas change and attitudes change, and you always have to be rotating the culture of your organization. And I think Breitbart has struggled with that. I don't want to say anything too discriminatory or anything that casts a bad light. But I do know that we all know they've had a lot of challenges over there. Yeah. And I think it is difficult, you know, especially the bigger you get, I think it's more difficult to maneuver the beast, you know, to get new blood.
Well, they hire their own, and I don't want to say it this way, but it's almost like inbred to a degree with some of these bigger companies. Because even on this show, look, I've got you know who he is, Michael Housem. He joins me every week. You know, he's a libertarian. We don't see eye to eye probably at about 20% of the things, and we approach some of the other stuff differently. I have a gay talk show host that's on every Friday with me. You know, so I try to mix it up and bring people in that we may not be exactly on the same page with, because I think it shows people that from all walks of life, all, you know, viewpoints, you can have a common goal. You can have a common fight, if you would, right?
Yeah, and I'm actually writing for and guest editing at a website right now, samepagenation.com, and that's their mission, too. It's one of the reasons why I joined over there. They feel like, well, we have more in common than we don't. And if you start out every conversation with, you know what, you're an idiot sheeple, you know, then that's not, you've already ended the conversation before it started. And I think a lot of people on both sides of the fence do that, get their hairs raised before, you know, anything's really been said or discussed. Right. So I do think that I'm with you. I mean, there are ideas to be shared, and I think that people like you and me are mostly right, Joe, of course. I think I'm more mostly right than you are, of course.
you probably would be right, but go ahead.
But there are things we can be wrong about, too, and it's good to be able to have healthy and even passionate discussion with other people. And I don't mind if people get angry. That's passion. That's great.
Right.
It's just when you let that become your whole approach, people stop listening.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, and it's one of the reasons, I got to tell you, you're going to laugh at this. One of the reasons I stopped pounding on Obama 24/7, 3 hours a day, because there's 3,000 other shows, pounding on the administration. I started gravitating towards the social issues, and when I started looking at what was going on with these colleges, looking at what was going on with these young people, and my God, we're ignoring all of this. We're not talking. I mean, let's be honest about it. You do interviews and other talk shows. You've listened to other shows and other people. Most people are talking about what this administration is doing to us, and we're not looking at, what's being raised up around us, which is why I was earlier talking to you about the Milo Yiannopoulos and saying, look, here's a can't possibly be a conservative, right? Because he's gay.
He is a conservative.
Right? But this is the general thinking is he can't possibly be a conservative. He's gay. Can't possibly be a conservative, because he's not racist, right? He tends to like black men. So you want to run down the whole list where if you're sitting in your chair and you're an old time, you're a liberal or a conservative, you're sitting going, wait a minute, he doesn't fit any of this. So the professors at the universities, the young people at the universities, are they afraid of him? Can they not get their arms around this? Why would liberals not want him on campus, especially young people?
Well, I think you and I have seen this over the years, Joe, since we first, got involved in all this stuff, is that I honestly don't think they're thinking that deeply about it. You're asking deep questions, but I think what they're doing is reading headlines. I don't think they know anything about him or anyone else. And that was always Andrew Breitbart's appeal. And for those of your listeners who don't know who Breitbart is, he's basically responsible for the right blogosphere as we know it today.
Right. Yep.
Conservative blogosphere. But he was they called him the happy warrior, and he was a guy who would wade into conversations with liberals and people who didn't think like him, and always, no matter what, people would come out of those conversations saying, I didn't agree with him at the end, but I had a great time with him, and I really misjudged him. And you see that a lot. People base their judgments on personality based on a headline from Huffington Post, which is designed to be sensational, but doesn't include any pertinent or valid information. So you're judging people on headlines. So I really don't think they think about Milo or you or me or anyone else.
You might be
that
right.
Deeply. I have to just read the headlines and they're like, this guy must be a racist because he's a Republican. And he's not only a Republican, he's a Trump Republican. Like, he is all about Donald Trump right now.
Oh, and we did a story about him the other night where the group was calling him an anti-feminist. The only thing...
He proudly calls himself anti-feminist.
Does he?
Oh, yes.
I'm sitting here thinking the only thing they can nail him with is he doesn't like women. I mean, I don't even know how they come up with that, and they're so mean about it. I mean, some of the stuff I was reading was just so hateful, Just amazing to me. So, and again, it's just, when I read this stuff, I just never can understand why the left comes at this. They call us haters, they call us bigots, they call us racist. And when you see when they come after us, it's like both barrels blazing, and they don't see anything wrong with that.
Because they're justified, because they feel that they're justified. So I have some friends who, after a while, when I started throwing the tolerance argument back at them, like, if you want to be tolerant, then that means tolerating views you don't like. A lot of my liberal friends are like, well, no, then I'm not tolerant. Like, they're perfectly happy to be intolerant because they have the moral high ground. That's why you see so many of these stories, these hoaxes in the news about, gay slurs on cake or somebody getting a horrible name written on the receipt, a server or something. And they, 100% for the last 5 years, all of these stories have been fake. They've all been hoaxes. But people feel justified. They feel like it's okay if I lie because the purpose, the intention is pure. And so it's okay if I stretch the truth. It's okay if I hate these people. It's okay if I trash these people in a manner that I would not accept for myself, because they are evil. So it's not a bad thing. It's not a mean thing. It's not hateful. This is righteousness.
Yeah, good. You know, good luck with that, because when they try to put it on us, if you would, when they try to turn that back around on us, I just maybe it's like I always say, I'll never be a millionaire because I invented the pet rock. I just can't think at that level. I can't bring my, you know what I'm saying? The things that people have made money at, you go, God, I can't do that. I can't think that anybody would spend a nickel on something like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing here with the way the left thinks about some of this stuff. I'm sitting there saying to myself, I don't understand any of this. I don't understand how it's okay for them and not okay for us. It makes no sense.
But again, they don't see it as the same thing. You're equating them. You're equating, but they don't see us as equal. Andrew Breitbart also said as well, like, a conservative that thinks a liberal is wrong, but we'll talk to them anyway. But a liberal thinks a conservative is evil. So that's the difference between our two sides. You might think, you know, you think that they're wrong. That's it. You just think they're wrong and they need to be better educated or think more deeply. But they don't think that about you. They're not looking at you and saying, well, I think this guy is wrong and I need to educate him. They think you're evil. So anything is justified. It is. It's not the same thing. That you know, them spitting in your face is not the same thing as you spitting in their face, because you're the evil one, and they're the ones that are defending righteousness.
Wow.
That's the, yes. I say this as someone who used to be a hardcore lefty liberal.
Wow.
I know that's how they think, and I think you trouble yourself too much with trying to understand it or get to the root of it.
Well, I want to have a conversation with them that we both can walk away from. Listen, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about one of your writings that I just saw, where you showed your son some pictures last year. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kerry Davis joins me. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun when we come back.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I don't know. No comment.
In the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime,
we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, check us out online, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room, check out the stations, the times, and even find our classic podcast. Because as I've told you a million and three times, we have no old podcasts. They're all classics, I can tell you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Carrie Davis joins me. Always love when she's on the show with me because, you know, we get to talk about it a lot. She almost talks as fast as I do. She's a blogger, writer, producer. Carrie, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
Always a pleasure.
And you have to admit, now I know you're on. You've been on with Michael Howsam. At least my hours are not ungodly hours, right? I mean, what's
that's
he,
right?
It's 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. He's out of his mind.
I know. I do him. I've done him a favor in the past, but he owes me big time. That is terrible. Well, having to do press on the East Coast. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like morning press. I have been up at 3 a.m. Living room.
Well, no, you're better than I am because when I do the interviews with the other hosts, it's you're right. It's like I've got to get up at 5:30 so I can start screaming into the pillow so I have a voice by 6:30. You know, and then they want you to think they're smart because they're throwing all this stuff at you. And really, you think your mind's going to connect that fast that early in the morning? I don't think so. Hey, I do want to come back because somebody made a comment while we're at break, and I want to come back to Milo for a second. What's his appeal? I mean, because, you know, conservatives, they hate gay people, right? I mean, I go right on the whole list that we're taught about conservatives. So what's his appeal to the conservative side?
I think his appeal is exactly what Donald Trump's appeal is right now, and that is he just says what he wants to say. and he doesn't have any filters. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what he's going to look like. He doesn't care how anyone is going to paint him. He doesn't care what anyone's opinions are about his opinion. He likes to be seen. He likes to be heard. You know, and that's an exciting quality. I mean, he's great entertainment. But also, yeah. I think people are getting a little sick and tired of always trying to take the high road, and he doesn't take any high roads the way Donald Trump doesn't. I think that's why he likes Trump so much. And yeah. I get that. I get why that connects with people, you know. I think people are tired of politeness. It hasn't gotten us very far. Not in this administration anyway.
Oh, no, not at all. And I'm in agreement with you. I mean, we need to start pushing back hard. I'll tell you what, I was watching something he was doing, and the BLM people came up on stage. And every time he tried to talk, they were blowing a whistle. One guy was blowing a whistle, right? And the girl looked like, did you see that clip?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she took, didn't it look like she took too much acid before she got in there? I mean, seriously? So she,
she was tight, yeah.
She was, yeah. But I love the fact that he didn't back down. You know, he sat there, he allowed them to make fools of themselves for a little while. And then
it was kind of bull because there was security there, and Breitbart had paid security to be there. And when you're a speaker on stage, I would have been terrified if someone bum-rushed the stage like that while I was standing up there. Because you don't know anyone's intention.
Right.
You know, chances are that those kids are not violent, you know, because nobody wants to get sent to jail. And you know, I think in the end, people like that are pretty wimpy anyway. So chances are there wasn't going to be violence, and there isn't. But it's very unnerving to be a public speaker, you know, a public figure in a public situation, and have people rush up to you. You don't know if you're getting that one crazy fan that's going to throw acid in your face,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, this person's going to pull out a gun, or if you're just going to get somebody who wants an autograph. You don't know.
Right.
So, I mean, security is there to prevent that. At the very least, they might not have been able to escort people out of the place, but they could have prevented them from getting on the stage, or at least escorted them off the stage.
That's right.
I felt very bad for Milo and the other people on stage. That wasn't, you know,
I thought it was interesting, too, that the sound people didn't have enough horse sense to keep cutting the mic off. When they grabbed the mic away, you know, when the BLM people grabbed the mics away from some of the other guests up there. And they go, shut the mic off. Take their voice away.
Yeah. That's why I think there was a few things working against them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the college was, I think it was their goal to make it as difficult as possible.
Interesting.
For him.
Yeah. And it's too bad, too, because, you know, we talk about free speech, we talk about, you know, getting the ideas out there, the free flow of thought. I guess that doesn't apply anymore on college campuses.
No.
Can't have that.
It's not the place you go to learn how to be a free thinker these days.
Nope.
No way.
So I saw a post on your Facebook page, and you talked about showing your son pictures of abortions or an abortion. I don't know which. And what I told you during the break was the reason I was intrigued by that. I want to know a little bit about what his response was. I want to know if you told any friends about it, what their responses are, because every once in a while, I'll put a post of what an abortion looks like, what an aborted baby looks like on my Facebook page, and my hardcore right-wingers will tell me, that's disgusting, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm thinking, why not? Let's show what it is. Let's stop soft-shoeing it and show what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I think Facebook is one thing, if I'm being honest, Joe, I think, because people can't always control what they see.
Right.
Like, I know for me, I don't want to see that. I already know I get the horror of abortion, and I don't need to see it, and I don't need to be reminded of it. But I might be scrolling through your page and come up on it and not be able to undo that image, you know, before I've already seen it. So I can get why some people are like, I don't need to be reminded. I get it.
Right.
But I also get that there are many people out there who have a lot to say about abortion, but don't really know what it is exactly that they're talking about. And my son and I homeschooled last year, and we went to the bodies exhibit. I don't know if you've ever been there, Joe. That's where they have all they display like the muscles inside body.
Yeah, it's
really cool. But they have a whole display that's, you know, conception to birth. and we were looking at the little baby, you know, the size of a bean, but it had arms and legs and a heart and a brain. And my son, who was 13 at the time, was amazed. He couldn't believe that that was a baby so small. So it started talking to us about abortion, and I said, well, you know, I could kill that right now. That's legal. And so he was kind of appalled by that. But later I thought, you know, I should show him pictures, because someday someone's going to ask him to form his own opinion on it that's not based on what I think or feel. And I encourage him to form his own thoughts and opinions. But if he's going to do that, he should know exactly what the word abortion means. He should know exactly what it is he's deciding on. So I, in that vein, I showed him a couple of pictures, and he was horrified. You know, he was naturally repulsed.
Right.
Because it is repulsive. You know, human beings are hardwired for survival. So, yeah, death is repulsive to us.
You know, I personally believe that what you did was a good thing. And I think, you know, allowing him to see it, make decisions based on fact, you know, they say kids
are
free.
It wasn't sensational.
No.
You know, I wasn't like, look at how horrible. And I didn't prolong it because it is disturbing. It is disgusting. And we didn't talk about it all that much afterwards. I just told him, I want you to know that this is what it is. So when a woman says, don't you believe in my right to have an abortion, you know exactly what she means when she says that.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we are responsible for our children. We're responsible to give them information, you know. And we know when, you know, we know when it's the right time to do it. It's funny how the left wants to push down our throats when our kids get to see what and how in school and what should be talked about, words that are allowed to be used in school, and we have no say in it. When we know what's the, you know, I would say the majority of the parents
mm-hmm.
know what's best and when our children should be allowed to see and talk about certain things. It scares me to
Absolutely.
No end, you know. I don't know. And I keep telling people, get involved at your state level, because, you know, they come to the local school boards to get mad at us on what's being taught to their kids, and you're saying, look, we are, when it comes to curriculum, we're a rubber stamp board. We take what the state gives
yeah.
us, and we just make sure it gets put out there. You need to fix that, and people don't realize that.
People don't realize that so few people go to these meetings. Sometimes just one person's presence will prevent one of these boards or city councils from making a horrendous decision, just because they know that there's eyes there on them. A lot of times these decisions get made at state and local level simply because there is nobody there to say no. And if one person is there to say no, if one person is there to say, I saw you do this, a lot of times that is enough to stop some things that you later on down the road won't approve of. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you and encourage people to
pay attention. I watched four parents stop a school uniform policy from going into effect. And I thought it was amazing, because of all the meetings they had, 20, 30, 40, 50 people show up at the meetings to approve of it, and it only took
mm-hmm.
a few parents to kill it. Listen, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find your writing and find out more about Kira Davis.
Best thing you can do is look me up on Twitter at Real Kira Davis. That's K-I-R-A Davis. And check out my production company, PhantomSway.com. And you can find me over at SamePageNation.com. Thank you so much, Joe. It's always good to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. I had a lot of fun. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, don't go far. A lot's coming up in the next hour. And you know it won't be boring. I've got some crazy things going on. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with me, and if you're up for it, let's do it again next Wednesday.